Skeptic Overlord here with a reply to what has turned into an amazing pod thread with 24 replies now. Why is religion dying if it is begun by benevolent heretic? I haven't had a chance to hear everything being said. It's I listened to some updates on my iPod on the subway, and here I come. I'm home, have dinner, and finally get to the site, and there's like, you know, another maybe 12 responses since then. I can't keep up, people. So I'm going to touch on some salient points and represent the sole opinion of atheism in a thread about spirituality. Now, isn't that unique? Mr. Whoopi, I don't need no stinking sunshine or stinking rain. whatever the event was, it's turned out that atheism is working for me. I don't need to have a belief system to be happy. And really, I think now, after maybe 20 years, maybe 25 years now, as really saying, I am an atheist, I think I'm a better person than I was as a fundamentalist Christian. And what you were saying in one of your other podcasts that throughout the discussion, you've fallen on pretty much a core set of beliefs that everyone has settled on in love and respect and just, you know, being good to each other. These aren't things that you need spirituality or religion to convince you this is how you should act. I mean, you don't need those to tell you I should really, you know, love other people. You don't have to go there. I've been an atheist obviously a long time, and I'm the antithesis of what the spiritual people think that atheists are. I mean, I have a great family. I enjoy my family. I really love my wife. Every morning I'm sorry to leave, and every evening I'm looking forward to coming back. And that's just the way it is. I've been married 24 years, and I still think that way. And it's not because I've been a spiritual person. I actually think it's because I've not been. I don't have that distraction of trying to think how I should be to please whoever it is I'm trying to please. I'm just trying to be the person I think I should be, because that's how you should be. I think it's a slightly different twist on being a human than what you're trying to do to make sure you don't go to hell and get to heaven instead. And benevolent, it wasn't, I mean, you maybe sense some concern over the trauma. It wasn't really trauma that caused me to have this opinion, but it was a sequence of events, and it did involve someone I cared about deeply, but it was more or less a sequence of events that really, really pissed me off. And, you know, as it turns out, if, you know, and sure, I'm the first to always admit that I could be wrong about shit, but if I'm wrong about this, and, you know, it turns out that someday I'm standing before judgment and I got it wrong, and, you know, there's God, and I'm dead, and I'm being judged. If I ever end up there, I'll be in front of the only person I've ever really held a hateful grudge against, and I'm likely going to try to find a way to throw a couple punches at him. That's the nature of how I feel, and it's more than just it would be, you know, from more than just that event in my life, just, you know, in general, how he's really screwed things up here. You know, it goes to, I think it was one of the George Carlin jokes where if there is a God, he's got to be a man, because a woman would just not screw up the planet the way he has. So that's certainly is the case. But anyway, I don't have a whole lot more to say on the rest of the thread at this point, because I haven't heard everything. So I'm sure I'll chime in. But the crux of of the point I'm trying to make is we shouldn't need to be told how to behave by churches and organized religion. I mean, we all know deep down how we should be, and that's all we need is just internally what we know deep down in ourselves. But anyway, fantastic effort here on this thread. It is a lot of fun to listen, and I'm going to try to listen to all the others, but it does add up to quite a bit of time. I'm going to go ahead and make sure we get this particular thread registered in iTunes and Yahoo Podcasts, because it's quite a collection of thoughts that is very interesting, certainly much more interesting than a lot of the podcasts I've been keeping up on in an effort to research what's going on out there. So great work, everyone. Keep it up. And I'll think of something more poignant to say as the sole atheist in this exchange here the next time out. Talk to you later.